Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And happy October. Happy Oktoberfest, fellow foodies. And it's not just any Oktoberfest. We are broadcasting live from Smoketober, the one, the only Smoketober Bash. And where, you ask, is all the fun this Saturday afternoon? Of course, it is at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue. We are having a great time with our good friend Jerry Yang. And you know what, fellow foodies? He has rolled out the red carpet for all cigar enthusiasts across Southern Arizona. Get this. He's got friends from Drew Estate, from Ashton, from Aging Room, from Alec Bradley, from this great company, which I'm just learning about, 724. And friends, you come on in here, say hi to us, say hi to Jerry, shop around the cigar showcase, and Jerry is going to slash 20% off all of these great box cigar purchases. So come on here and buy a box of these great cigars. Jerry's going to get 20% off, as well as free stuff. I mean, we're for free hats, free ashtrays. We got all kinds of great accessories. All you got to do is come to Smoketober at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, and you can just shop around. We've got food being served up from our good friends, Mr. Cookman's. He's got a food truck out here. There's going to be a whole roasted pig cut up right for you live here at Jerry's Cigars. And friends, there is no better place to be if you love a great smoke, if you love a great camaraderie with your cigar brethren, than doing it right here. Well, you know what? As we think about our cigar brethren, we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts. We do every Saturday at 4 o'clock, and there's one guy in town who we always love to enjoy a cigar with, we always love to celebrate some craft suds with, and he actually had a little bit of time on his schedule to hang out with us today from Latier Films, filmmaker and craft beer sophisticate, Scott Latier is in the house.
Mr. Matt Russell, how are you today, sir?
We are doing great. I mean, we are surrounded by brethren.
Yes,
by
indeed.
The brothers of the leaf. And can you imagine a better backdrop for this Saturday's broadcast?
No, I cannot. The weather is perfect outside. The patio's open. The couches are outside in the parking lot.
Yep.
We got the food cooking out there. It smells terrific. Wonderful aromatic tobacco smoke wafting through the air. It was great. I mean, I rolled into park and I'm like, oh, I'm at the right place.
Another beautiful fall day right here in Southern Arizona. You know, and I love when Jerry Yang does things spontaneously. So he just came by the broadcast booth here at Jerry Cigars, and he said, you know what, if anybody in your listening audience comes into the store today, up until about 7 o'clock tonight, all they got to do is mention that they heard this on the radio, and he's going to give you a free gift. Now, when Jerry gives free gifts, we're not talking about a Pez dispenser,
no,
for crying out loud. We're not talking about, you know, little things. When Jerry gives free gifts, we're talking some serious swag here, man.
I don't know what it is. I was standing right here when he came on 2 minutes before the little red light goes on, and I thought, ooh, I wonder what he's got up his sleeve.
Oh, I can't wait to get all the information. We got our good friend Hank Bischoff from Boutique Blends. We're going to be talking to him a little bit about these great cigars from the Aging Room. We've got Dan Yaki from Drew Estate Cigars. He's going to be sitting down with us talking about the line at his table, what is coming off of his assembly line. Joel Schwartz is going to be with us, too. He's going to be talking about this company that I just learned about called 724. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be lighting up my first 724 here pretty soon. But, you know, round about this time, Scott Latier, you know, we start thinking about some fall libations, some fall seasonal, almost pumpkin-y kinds of things. And we actually have got a veritable symphony of pumpkin ales to enjoy. So before we get our whistles whetted, as it were, tell us what's going on with Latier Films these days.
Oh, you know, actually, we're right in the middle of a couple of really pretty cool projects, actually. Probably the most high-profile one is we're working on a little teaser. Almost a movie trailer type of teaser, they call in the biz, where I'm working on a project with Jay Dobbins.
American.
Yes, indeed. He is. He's written a couple of scripts, and we've decided to take one of them and scale it down to about a five-minute short. And we have everything shot. We started editing a couple weeks ago. As a matter of fact, he and I were working on some scenes yesterday, and it's starting to come together really well. We've got one more thing to shoot this week, as a matter of fact. Thursday, we're going to go shoot some stuff and some pickup scenes, and then we are going to hopefully have everything all finished off by the middle of November because we're going to go over to the Napa Valley Film Festival rub some elbows over there and let everybody know what's going on.
And we got to have you back on the show when you return because I remember we did that last year. All kinds of fun stuff going on there in Napa.
We need to take the show over there. Can we do this show from Napa? Oh, my goodness.
Against the backdrop of the film festival, have some great Napa. I think the Napa Smith Brewery we were talking about last time is right there. Lagunitas is over there.
Yeah. I mean, don't worry. There's no shortage of tasty brews in the NoCal region.
So Jay Dobbins, I mean, for any of our listeners that might not know who he is, I mean, a legitimate American hero.
Oh, absolutely.
Fellow Saguaro Cougar alumni high school. We missed each other in high school by about a year. But anyone that doesn't know the Jay Dobbins story.
In a nutshell, he was a deep undercover agent and helped expose some of the deeds that the Hells Angels in the Arizona area were getting their mitts involved in, and he got real deep and put some bad guys away.
He did.
Yeah.
And, you know, he took a bullet for that.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, his service to his country is immeasurable. To be able to hang out with him and sort of tell that story from a video perspective, what an honor.
We're not telling sort of a literal – the particular story we're working on is not a literal – what happened to him, but it's a lot of similar things that, and there's a, I'll tell you what, this is not, we're not making the feel good hit of the summer. This,
right.
I mean, we were editing one of the nasty little sequences
yesterday. This is raw stuff. The
reason he wanted to do this is he did not want it to be a Hollywood, Miami Vice, Bad Boys style. It's all sugar-coated. And no, this is he's trying to keep it as real as he can keep it. And we've got some great actors and some authentic Tucson homeboys.
When are we going to be able to see the finished product?
Like I said, we're trying to get it done by about the middle of November so we can take it over to the Napa Valley Film Festival and just start letting some people see it. I mean, we're not an official entry over there, but the goal is to go rub some elbows. I'll be going over there anyway because I'm kind of working over there again this year. Working with some of the folks that throw it on because I was there. I was involved in the Sony Film Challenge last year. So I'm going back over again this year, but we're going to talk to some people, show some people behind the scenes a little bit and say, hey, what the goal is to have a feature funded and produced and ready to take back over and either premiere it over at Napa Valley Film Festival or premiere it at one of the Tucson Film Festivals.
I think that's great. You know, all your work available at LatierFilms.com. Learn about the star filmmaker that Scott is. He and his team just do literally award-winning work. We love having you on the show every time we start thinking about
some
sides.
It's a blast.
Now, we got about a minute and a half before we go to our first commercial break, which gives us the perfect amount of time to start our pumpkin brew flight tasting. Thought we'd start the tasting with a respectable 5% from the Red Betty Brewery up in Canada, actually. I just noticed that.
Interesting.
A spiced pumpkin ale. Let's give this one a try. You know, 5%, again, a pretty good place to start.
Ooh, actually, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, very refreshing, very light, just a suggestion of sort of that clovey,
very
pumpkin-y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always thinking about, this is just a sort of a nice hydrating beer to get the day started. But
yes, indeed.
The Red Betty Spiced Pumpkin Ale, you know, it's what they call once a year creation crafted with the addition of pumpkins and select spices, producing a premium ale of intense flavor. This is just a spectacular glass of suds here. Again, Red Betty Spiced Pumpkin Ale. I love this time of year, and I love. There was like three pumpkin ales this time last year. Now there's dozens.
There's tons, And you know, I'm not the biggest of flavored. Style brews, but I will tell you what, the last year or two, remember our show over at the Bacon Fest?
Oh.
The college brewery over in Lake Havasu City had that blueberry.
I remember that.
But anyway, the holidays tend to have flavors.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Hank Bischoff of Boutique Blend Cigars. We're going to be learning about aging room, and friends, you do not want to miss any part of this interview whatsoever. It's On the Menu live on AM 790 KNSD. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Smoketober, the annual Oktoberfest for cigar enthusiasts at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue. Having a great time with our good friends from Drew Estate, Ashton, Aging Room, Alec Bradley, 724. Friends, come on in here, buy a box. Jerry Yang himself is going to slash 20% off of that price, and you're going to walk away with some free stuff. And again, all you got to do is come into the store, mention you heard this on the radio, and you're going to be getting more free stuff. I'm here with with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Letier Films, Scott Letier, making our way through a lovely pumpkin tasting.
Yes, we are. Do we have another one? Are we waiting till later?
We're gonna wait till later. Let these sort of breathe a little bit. Anyway, you know, well, breathing has never been an issue for our next guest. You know, he's all the way coming from Tucson, all the way from the great cigar land of Miami, Florida. He's with a great company called Boutique Blend Cigars, and he has revealed before us the majesty of what aging room cigars is all about. And he indeed is here right with us now, the vice president of Boutique Blend Cigars, Hank Bischoff. Hank, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, here we are surrounded by brothers of the leaf, having some great pumpkin ales, enjoying some great cigars on a beautiful Southern Arizona afternoon. I mean, how can we get any better, Hank?
I really don't know. I mean, the weather's fantastic. Jerry's a great guy. He's got a great inventory of cigars down here. And anybody out there, you got to come down and check this place out. The food is incredible. The cigars are awesome. And we got some great people here.
Absolutely. So what do you think of Tucson? I'm sure you've been here once or twice before, but it's not quite Miami, Florida, is it, Hank?
It's not Miami by any stretch. There's, like, no humidity. I'm drying out completely.
We have some lotion here for you Miami visitors.
Yeah, I tell you, the humidity in Miami is unbearable. But it's home, you know, so. I like it. But Tucson's beautiful. Today's just an absolutely gorgeous day. Not a cloud in the sky.
Beautiful. Well, you know what? There seems to be this buzz around the aging room table over there at the far end of the store, and I'm always captivated by great cigar stories. So talk a little bit about what's going on with aging room these days. This is a great stick.
It is. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, we've been in business under the Boutique Blends name for about 2.5 years, and we've had several releases under that company name, and they've all done very well. And that's kind of culminated with our number 2 cigar of the year from Cigar Aficionado last year on our Aging Room Quattro F55 blend. Again, rated number 2 in the year for the whole year of 2013. Number 1 was actually a Cuban brand, so ours is the number 1 legally available here in the United States of America.
That's quite an honor.
It's unbelievable. It was quite a game changer for us, and we're very proud of it, but we're very humbled at the same time.
Now, what did that do to capacity? I mean, when Cigar Aficionado names you number 2, this Quattro F55, I mean, you're working 24 hours a day down there in Miami, I would imagine.
You know, Matt, it was kind of funny because you try to predict for things and having inventory in Miami, because in the Dominican Republic, the factories, just about everything closes for 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
So at the time the rating came out on December 16th of 2013, we had about 20 boxes of that cigar in Miami, and the phones didn't stop ringing. That's like, great, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the factory didn't close for the normal length of time. They ramped up production, and it created some production issues and some backorder issues. But we're fully stocked on the Quattro now. And,
excellent.
And Jerry's got a great supply of those fantastic cigars here, as well as some of our other lines.
You introducing a new line this year?
We at the show this year, we introduced 4 new lines. Right. And one of them is called La Boheme. And it's named after the famous opera by Puccini. And it really brings back the old Cuban flavor. My partner, Rafael Nodal, his 3 passions in life are cigars, Cuba, and music.
Mm.
So this and when his wife's in town, his wife. He has 4 passions.
And not necessarily in that order, Bish.
Well, no, not in that order when she's around. But it brings back just the look of the box is a very Cuban-esque. We actually incorporated an old Cuban band in the packaging. The Cuban cigar mix, the blend on this cigar, La Boheme, is very reminiscent of the old Cuban style of cigar.
Beautiful.
In terms of complexity and character. Just a fantastic cigar.
And is that cigar available here at Jerry's for Smoked
Over?
It
sure is. All 4 sizes that are available in that line are available here right now.
Now, is that kind of a medium to full on the spectrum?
It's medium-bodied, but it's a very complex blend. Excuse me. So the flavor changes over the course of that cigar.
Mm.
Just a lights-out blend. And I think that'll be our next big hit.
And so on the spectrum of flavor profile and strength, you really represent kind of the whole continuum. For someone that wants to just begin to experiment with cigars, up until the seasoned veterans like we are, you got a cigar for pretty much every palate, I would imagine.
For every palate. We make a line in the aging called Havao, H-A-V-A-O. And that's a milder blend. It's got a Ecuadorian-grown shade wrapper, Dominican filler and binder. But it's just a very flavorful, mild cigar. That's my first cigar just about every day with a cup of coffee. It's incredible.
Perfect.
So whether you're a seasoned smoker, for your first cigar of the day, or a novice smoker, it's not too strong where it's gonna you know, drop you to your knees and make you cry. It's just a very flavorful cigar. It's just,
I usually like to wait till after lunch to take it to my knees
and
render me, you know, in tears. Yes. And I bet you have a cigar that will do just that.
Well, if you're on your knees, I have another cigar that'll bring you back.
We're talking to Hank Bischoff,
the vice president of
Boutique Blend Cigars. He's talking about these great aging room cigars. There's a cigar for every personality, every palate. A lot of buzz over there. We're always, it's an honor to host our cigar friends from Miami. For people that want to learn a little bit more about aging room, about the Boutique Blend Cigars, Hank, how can they find you online to get some more information?
They can go to boutiqueblends.com. That's the easiest way, and it'll take you to our website and give you a rundown on the different cigars we make. There's a retail locator, so if you're not in Tucson visiting Jerry's, you can find someone that's close to you that carries our cigars.
Great. Hank Bischoff with Boutique Blend Cigars, enjoying the lovely aging room. I think I'm going to have an aging room right after the show is done.
Yeah, exactly.
And just put these very bold claims to the test. This guy is all about truth. He's all about wisdom. He's all about authenticity. And, Hank, I've met a new friend here, Scott Letier.
Yes, indeed.
Good stuff. Hank, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for having
us. Best of luck
here.
To you and the company.
Thank you.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to see what our good friends from Drew Estate are up to when we sit down with Dan Iacke. Once again, you're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Jerry's Cigars, having a great time with our good friends from all your favorite cigar manufacturers. They are here. They are offering 20% off box purchases of Drew Estate, Ashton, Aging Room, Alec Bradley, 724. Come on in here. Get some great Louisiana barbecue from the Mr. Cookman's food truck. Meet Scott Letier. You know, he doesn't show up, in public without a beer, hardly ever. Before we go to our next guest, we're actually going to try another a quick pumpkin ale here. What
do
you got going on?
We have from the New Belgium Brewery, the makers of Fat Tire. It's called Pump Kick.
Pump Kick. Oh, this is the one. Yeah, so this has got a little lemongrass. It's got a little cranberry in it, actually, so it's probably going to be a little bigger than the beer that we just had.
Yes, indeed. This one's moving it up a notch. We're at 6% as opposed to the 5% we start off with the pumpkin, the previous. What was it?
The spiced pumpkin ale from Red Betty.
So this is coming from New Belgium, and let's get the bottle opener from Ballast Point.
Yep, there it is. This is live radio, and there it goes. So while Scott is going to pour us our next libation, we are honored to have you here representing the great company from which Drew Estate Cigars comes, my good friend Dan Iacke. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I mean, how much better can this get, man?
Cigars and beer.
Seriously, that's how it goes.
So, on the radio.
On the radio, exactly. So Drew Estate, I mean, you know, I don't think there's anybody in our listening audience that is not familiar with this brand, that has not come to love this brand. In fact, that is not loyal to this brand. What is it about Drew Estate that you think attracts so much buzz in the cigar circles, Dan?
You know, I think it starts with not just quality, but it goes back to consistency. Regardless of what level of Drew Estate's product you buy, whether it's something, you know, for a beginner or something who's an aficionado, you get consistency, and I think that's what keeps people coming back. They know what to expect when they buy a product of Drew Estate.
Yeah, we love Drew Estate. You know, you've got a very active social media presence. I want to mention your Facebook page. I mean, I lost count how many followers and likes you have. You create these great cigar conversations, and Dan, isn't that what the whole cigar experience is when you boil it down? It's a chance to enrich a conversation.
It is. It's about building relationships. And, you know, I can't think of a better time than sitting around with buddies smoking cigars and drinking beers. It's just a great time. And you know, you build those relationships and friendships, and that's really what keeps these companies going.
I love it. So what's trending over at the Drew Estate table? You've been pretty busy. I mean, I had to pull you away from the table to get you over here. What's crafting all the buzz over here?
It's been crazy. You know, we had a couple of boxes of very rare cigars from Drew Estates from Liga Privada. We had some of the Flying Pigs, Dirty Rats, UF-13s. Those went very quick after the raffle. You had to have a raffle to get them.
Yep.
We're showing the new KFC, the Kentucky Fire Cured Cigar, a little unique. Yeah, it's actually, they take the tobacco and they actually smoke it in a barn. So instead of aging the tobacco in a regular warehouse in bundles for the fermenting process, they actually put the bundles in this big barn in Kentucky, and they smoke wood chips.
You gotta
like
be
mesquite.
Kidding me.
No, absolutely. And it takes on the flavor. It's amazing.
Okay, can you make sure that there are at least two left before you sell out?
Yes.
You know,
we've I'll make sure to get you one. I'll make sure.
So remember, we are radio celebrities.
That's right. So the KFC from Drew Estate, this sounds spectacular.
And I'm hearing another location that On the Menu Live must proceed to in the near future.
Yeah, Dan, when was the last time someone did a live radio remote broadcast from inside that barn in Kentucky?
You know, they're actually going to start doing tours of that barn. Believe it or not.
We got to do it. We absolutely got to
do it. Yeah, they're going to start doing tours of that barn. So that's going to be it's going to be unique. Just like you can sign up and go to Esteli, Nicaragua for the Drew Estate's Cigar Safari, but in Kentucky now.
That's right. A little bourbon,
yeah.
A little cigar.
Can't go wrong.
Absolutely. So what's you know, you woke up this morning, you probably started your day with a smoke from Drew Estate. What gets you going in the morning, you know, cigar-wise? I don't want to learn too much about the Otto family. What gets you going? What starts your day the Drew Estate style?
You know, there's nothing better than a number nine and a cup of iced coffee in the morning sitting on my back porch with my dog. I absolutely love it. 6 o'clock in the morning, sun's just starting to come up. Beautiful Phoenix weather. Just this is the time of year right now.
It's the perfect time.
Oh, it's amazing.
And then as you're making your way through the day, I mean, I can understand, kind of follow the bouncing cigar into your mouth. After that great ribeye dinner and you're ending the evening, what's sort of that marquee smoke that you want to recommend to all of our listeners?
You know, I don't know if it's because the cook's barbecue is so good. I'm going to smoke a KFC as soon as I get off the radio because I have that smell still on my palate. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
We're talking to Dan Yockey from Drew Estate Cigars. You know, always been, you know, on my top three list. Scott Letier has always been a fan of the Drew Estate. If people want to learn more about you online, how can they find out all about this KFC and the entire spectrum of smokes you have?
You can actually find us online at drewestates.com. And they also have a Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. As you know, they're everywhere. We've got our hands in every part of social media there is.
Absolutely.
But easy to follow and tons of information on the website.
That's great. Dan, thank you so much for introducing us.
Thank you.
This might be making the headline today, Scott. I don't know. But this Kentucky Fire Cured Cigar, thank you for introducing
us to
something new. Dan Yockey with Drew Estate, best of luck to you. Now get back to your table.
Yeah,
they're clamoring for you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Nate, interesting story that is.
You know, it's sounding more and more like the cigar craft cigar world. Is paralleling the craft brew world.
Seriously.
Where they're getting outside the box of what would normally be you would think of, because some of these craft ale, artisan ale types saying, you know what? What if we did this?
Yeah,
and they
exactly.
come up with a recipe, brew it, and there's people can't get enough of it. The cigar world sounding like it's getting outside of what we would traditionally do,
right.
And somebody says, hey, what if we smoke our tobacco in a barn in Kentucky?
And you know what? If anyone's going to do that, it's Drew Estate, right?
Oh, gosh.
I know, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the innovators, it's all about the cigar community. All right, we got about another minute before we got to go to a news break. Let's give this pump kick a try.
Which I have been actually working on during that interview.
Again, this is the pump kick from New Belgium. It's about 8%, did we
say? Yeah, no, 6. This
6%, okay,
6%. The subtle, there's very subtle flavors in there. The cranberry you can probably taste right off the bat, but the cranberry, again, this is not the big flavored beer. It is a subtle,
right.
get you into a holiday spirit kind of, probably a really good beer before you actually sit down at the turkey dinner. Maybe
exactly.
this is what you might be nipping
this
on.
This might
before.
Be, yeah, a couple of bombers of those before you sit down to the table.
Maybe,
and give
you know what, you would pour yourself one of these while you're letting, when you take the turkey out of the oven.
Perfect.
And then
and letting
just,
it sit.
While you're sharpening your blades, you're working on
it. I love it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors, and we're going to keep the pumpkin brew tasting going along with some great cigar celebrities. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We will be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the annual Smoketober Bash at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, having a great time with our good friends from Drew Estate and Ashton, Aging Room, Alec Bradley, 724. Come on in here, grab a box, and Jerry is going to slash 20% off the entire price of the box. You're going to be getting all kinds of great free stuff, like there's all hats and shirts and every other piece of cigar swag you can possibly imagine. And friends, all you got to do is come into the store, just mention the radio show, and Jerry's going to give you something extra, another free gift from Jerry Yang himself. And guess what happens at 6 o'clock? They're going to wheel in an entire pig, a whole roasted pig, and that's free. Come on in here, yep. Have a cigar, have some pig, and have a little bit of our celebrity co-host Scott Letier while you're at it.
And you know what? Last time we were here, they did the same thing with the pig. My goodness, that was good.
Seriously good. I always tell the guy who cuts up the pig, save the cheek for me.
Oh.
Don't give the cheek to just anybody.
Yeah.
He did. Before we go to our next guest, I want to remind all of our listeners that the new tavern in Tucson is going to be opening up in November. It's called Jackson Tavern, and they're doing something fun starting on Monday. Every Monday, starting this Monday and for the next 4 weeks, they're going to be revealing a clue about a particular tavern item that is representative of the old tavern of yore, and they're going to hide it somewhere in Tucson, and they're going to give you a clue, and the first person that goes to the destination and finds that item and brings it to a disclosed location, you're going to get two tickets to their VIP dinner extravaganza. So go to the Jackson Tavern Facebook page on Monday. Find the revealing of the clue and go hunting, because that's going to be a lot of fun. We love Brian Metzger and all the restaurants that he's brought to Tucson, and Jackson Tavern is going to be one of them. While Scott Letier, as you survey the landscape of pumpkin ales that we're celebrating here, I'm going to let you make an informed decision while I bring on our next guest. Now, we have great relationships with all these great cigar manufacturers, as I mentioned, Drew Estate and Ashton and Aging Room, and of course Alec Bradley. But there's a brand that I've not yet heard of, and Jerry said, I want to introduce you to this brand of cigar called 724, and I came over to the 724 table. I met Joel Schwartz, and he told me a little bit about it, and I thought, boy, there's some news being made here, because, this actually is a brand that's representative of decades and decades and decades of stories, and again, a cigar is all about a great story, and to tell us the 724 story is Joel Schwartz himself. Joel, how are you?
Thank you for having me on, Matt. I'm doing great today. Wonderful day down here.
Wonderful day. Having a great cigar, drinking some pumpkin brews.
The weather's perfect this time of year. The ball games are on.
Yes. Baltimore Orioles well on their way to victory, let me say. It's still tied 4-4, but, I'm a Baltimore Orioles guy, so we got to
You're talking my language.
Keep going to the O's, man. So, 724.
724.
Talk to me, Joel.
It's an old brand that started in 1874. It was made in Manchester, New Hampshire. The factory is still standing there today. It ran from 1874 to 1963. In 1963, unfortunately, they shuttered their doors, but the owner of the company, Kurt Kendall, today, he's a huge history fan, and he lives in Manchester, and he drives by the factory every day, and he got very interested. He's a cigar retailer in the area. He's got shops called Twins, and he bought the rights to the name, reblended the cigar as best as he could, come from what he was able to learn, and we have the 724 blend, which is our flagship. It is a true meritage of tobaccos.
Oh, beautiful.
It's got Colombian, Nicaraguan, Honduran, and Mexican in the filler. It's got a Costa Rican binder and a beautiful Brazilian Modafina wrapper on it.
What a great, and I love when someone comes in and says, I want to buy the rights to the name, and we don't like when people, do that and then they change everything. They just want to kind of leverage the name and they just do crazy stuff. This guy sounds like he really wants to celebrate the legacy of what 724 was.
He's all about the history. All the marketing behind it is old school marketing, where you've seen the only thing he changes on the name, the previous owner was R.G. Sullivan. It now says K.A. Kendall, where it used to say R.G. Sullivan. But the packaging is the old school, as close as he could get to the original packaging from the late 1800s and the 1900s. And the cigars smoke great. They're very smooth. That Modafina on the original, just a wonderful earthy flavor from that wrapper leaf coming out of Brazil.
Beautiful. Now, this was my inaugural 724, this 1874. So talk a little bit about this cigar.
The 1874 was our second release. It is our mild release. It is a Nicaraguan filler with a Nicaraguan shade-grown wrapper. But to change it up a little bit, we use an Indonesian binder on it. which gives you a little more flavor.
Yeah. So we don't want to say, mild, and, this is just sort of, one of those really airy sort of beginner. I mean, this is a mild cigar sort of strength-wise.
It's a mild cigar, but
it's got a beautiful flavor.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's from the Indonesian. Beautiful. Now, have you had a 724?
I have not. I'm looking at the packaging and the labeling. It's just such a classic look.
Yeah. It's really neat what he's doing. He's trying to even recreate some of the items that they used to give away to the retailers back then. There were some beautiful old school green glass ashtrays. He's trying to get reproduced at a reasonable rate,
right,
so that we can get them out in some of the shops and people will see them and generate some buzz.
Yeah. I love it. The 1874 is certainly generating some buzz from your table, but there's one particular cigar, Joel, that just looks different. It's attractive just aesthetically, and it's this great barber pole sort of style cigar. I actually bought, and you can be my witness because you sold them to me, I bought a box of these things just because they're so gorgeous. Talk about this smoke.
That is our true medium bodied blend. It came up as we wanted to do something definitely eye-catching. It's in a bright blue box. We have five sizes in it now, but it is a Connecticut shade wrapper on the bottom, grown in Ecuador, and then over the top of it, we did a barber pole stripe of the Brazilian Modafina over the top, and you get a little bit different flavor as it smokes. It continues to change.
Yes, I love that.
But the medium-bodied filler blend of Nicaraguan and Honduran tobaccos in it, just a great stick. People look at it going, well, it's kind of gimmicky. Man, this cigar is money.
Absolutely. So for the beginners that are listening to our show that are sort of intrigued by this whole barber pole kind of style, this architecture, is it like sort of weaving together a natural and a Maduro, or
It's not really. It's more like they took a piece of the Maduro and wrapped it around with a little what we call fruit pectin, a natural adhesive that holds it on there. Because to layer it just so is just a too much of a time-consuming, difficult process to do.
Right, and that's medium on the spectrum then.
That is right in the middle of the portfolio, medium on the medium.
Scott, I like you, I always have, and I'm actually feeling fairly charitable. I actually might, I bought a box of these. I might give you one.
Ooh.
I might.
That's big of you, Matt.
Thanks. That's hey, how do I get on your good
graces? Yeah. We're talking that's to Joel awesome. Schwartz with this great cigar brand called 724. For people that want to learn more about this great line of sticks that you are introducing me to today and really get into this great conversation about history, about legacy, how can they find you online?
724.com or twinsmokeshop.com. I'm available. I'm based out of Phoenix, so I'm in Tucson at least once a month seeing Jerry.
Oh, outstanding. Perfect.
And I love coming down here, and I'd love to sit down with anybody and sit and talk cigars. It's always a very social, fun thing.
Our new BFF.
And when you're looking for a 724, it's sort of 7-20-4. Now, Joel, is there some sort of story that goes with the naming of the brand and what that means?
Well, the dashes, I don't know, but the 7204 is the address of the factory.
And there it is.
Very simple.
Now you said that the original building still stands?
The original building still stands, and Kurt is trying to finagle a way to get it, but that's a big investment.
You know what? We've got listeners all over the globe. Do you want it? We're going to resend emails now? Or are we going to have people call a telephone number? How can we ensure that we can get that property finished, this part of the story? Is there a mayor we have to call, Joel?
I'm not really sure.
We're going to keep in touch with you. Yeah, we're going to take
Sounds
keep
like
up
there's some palms we need to grease.
We're going to grease some palms. If it's all about celebrating the history and the rich legacy of 724, Joel Schwartz, we're going to do whatever we can. Anyway, thank you so much to you. I see that your inventory is quickly vanished. So we want to remind all of our listeners to come on over here to Jerry Cigars, meet Joel Schwartz in person, get a little bit more of the history of this great cigar, and really introduce yourself, I think, to some new and exciting flavors that we've never experienced. Thanks to Joel Schwartz, we're able to do it today. Joel, thank you so much.
Thank you. Come on down, folks. We've got some great people down here today.
That's what it's all about. Joel Schwartz from 724. I tell you, there's a great story with every single one of these cigars, Scott.
Yeah, of course there. I mean, there's character in all of the... And the beers we're drinking, the cigars we're smoking, the people that are running them, and the vibe. I mean, this is why we do this.
Exactly.
You're surrounded by fellow brothers of the leaf. You're in like-minded company. The weather's perfect. Ball game's around. Like Joel said, it's
totally
yeah,
chill.
Exactly. Yeah. You know who else is here? It's Celebrity Day. Bob Paskler is here with the CRA. Now, I am proudly a card-carrying member of Cigar Rights of America, and if there's ever an organization that is working for you, Scott Letier, they're working for me, they're working for everybody, they're doing all the heavy lifting, but they need your help.
Yeah.
There are people that are making decisions about the lifestyle that we enjoy, and they are making unilateral decisions to take away from us what we value, and they are doing so dangerously and toxically, and we look to our friends at CRA to say, you know what, it takes a large community of people to change the course of the conversation in Washington and in the state legislatures,
yep.
And I count on my friends from CRA to do the right thing, and you know what, these guys are doing great work. Go to Cigar Rights of America online.
Yes.
Join the organization. In fact, Bob is here. He'll sign you up right here. I think, you know, membership dues are, I think, under $50 or something like that.
$35, yeah.
And you can join the army of folks that are out there saying, you know what, do not put cigars, premium cigars, in the same conversation as you do all this other stuff. It is a family story. It is a story about history and legacy, and I'm not going to let anybody, Scott Letier,
yeah,
get in my way when I want to enjoy a great cigar. Cigarrights.org is where you need to go to learn all the information, and Bob, I say thank you to you for all your leadership.
Thanks, Bob.
And everything you do to make sure that our interests are protected and protected with passion and with purpose. Thank you so much. So let's have some beer.
Yeah, speaking of rights, don't we have a right to open another beer?
Yes, and I'm going to exercise those
yes.
rights, Scott Letier. So where are we going?
You know, of all the beers that we have with us today, the only one that represents the West is Epic. I mean, obviously Pumpkin is not probably the big, that's not a Southwestern, although, I mean, we got our pumpkin patches, but let's face it, back east, the northeast, that's where the fall flavors tend to live mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have, you know, our good friends at Epic Brewing do have a delicious an exponential series. This is called, the labeling is, it's an Imperial Pumpkin Porter. And I'm not sure if we want to do this one now or if we want to do the shipyard. I think we need to do the porter now.
Let's do the porter now.
Because we've got the smoke going.
Yeah.
But it's the label on it, fermentation without representation. See, they're looking out for our rights. But this is an Imperial Pumpkin. This is a this is about 8%. And we're going to open this sucker up and taste this because I think it's going to go quite
great.
Well with the smokes that
yep.
are wafting around
and,
here.
And as you're opening that up, I want to remind all of our listeners that Jerry Yang and his charity is going to be giving away Jerry's cigar gift certificate for the first person that calls in a little bit later on in the show with the right answer to our trivia question. And, in fact, we're going to do some more fun stuff. Not only are you going to be able to enjoy a gift certificate for Jerry's Cigars, we're also going to throw in two free tickets to the Southern Arizona Blues Festival, which is 1 week from tomorrow over there at Rialto Downs. Live blues from noon till around 6. Great food, great beverages, classic blues sounds. We're going to give away two tickets to that event as well as a gift certificate to experience Jerry's Cigars. So what is your first experience when lifting this pumpkin, this Imperial Pumpkin Porter to your palate?
Well,
that's a lot of peas.
First, notice the pour. You can't even see through this.
Yeah, this is inky.
Yes.
It's jet black. It's just, it looks beautifully robust, beautifully rich. And I'm in, you know, I follow your lead wherever you take me. You're one of the few that has sort of changed my horizons on the craft brew scene. I'm anxious to hear your response.
It's very smoky, which is, again, going perfect with these cigars. Now, the guys at Epic only make small batches of these things. So there's only a couple of thousand bottles that went out of this stuff. But it's, you know, if you... The guys that up at Epic, they come out of Utah. You'd think good beer doesn't really come out of there, but Epic makes some high quality. They're good craft brewers, unique. They come up with some unique flavors,
right?
And obviously, you can taste sort of the nutmeggy,
yes,
clovey. Again, the flavors are subtle here. It's not like one of those flavored beers where
right.
they squeeze oranges in it or something. But it's, you know what I mean?
That fizzy yellow stuff.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, it's complex layers of flavors here.
Exactly.
Especially, I mean, if you're smoking a cigar right now and you're drinking a smoky porter like this with some pumpkin and some clovey, nutmeggy, spicy Thanksgiving flavor to it.
Yeah. I was just saying, you know, sitting outside after a meal
mm-hmm.
with a cigar, with the beautiful smoke coming off of this exponential series, fermentation without representation, this great Imperial Pumpkin Porter. Now, along the ABV spectrum, where did you say this one resided, Scott?
You know, I'm not sure. Let me look on the label here really quick.
Cause this is 8%.
It's 8% alcohol. Yeah, there's no IBU.
There's no IBUs
on this one.
Right?
No, it's a porter. But we were talking about the pump kick as maybe a the beer you would want to have before Thanksgiving dinner,
yes.
before the feast, as you're slicing and preparing the tray of golden, delicious turkey and
you know, there's an interesting theme that you've sort of woven through your recommendations because I think on Thanksgiving Day, all of these beers have a slot on your day journey.
Exactly, and this is, all right, you push yourself away from the table and you go, all right, I've had my third helping, I'm good. And you pour, I would say, probably 8 ounces of this, and you go on the back patio, you take a 724,
yep.
light that sucker up, sip on this, and you sort of clear the deck, clear the palate just a bit, give yourself a little breathing room, undo the belt maybe a notch, and wait
yes.
for the pumpkin pie and the apple pie. And that would
and
take
that
us
would,
to our
last beer of the tasting?
Our last beer of the tasting is called Smashed Pumpkin, and I will tease it and leave it at that.
Okay, so after we do our trivia question, we are actually going to dive headfirst into a Smashed Pumpkin on the far end of the beer spectrum when we're celebrating the fall harvest, these pumpkin flavors
Indeed.
That have found their way somehow into these great suds, and this is going to be a spectacular experience. Now, have you had some of the Smashed Pumpkin?
I have had the Smashed Pumpkin, and
okay.
It's dessert.
Okay. Well, we're gonna give away a Jerry's gift card, and we're gonna give away two tickets to the Southern Arizona Blues Festival, which is a week from tomorrow. First person that calls in with the right answer to our trivia question, we are going to give all of that to you. So let's see, what would be a fun question to ask? You know, I'm taking a look at the TV. You know, my Baltimore Orioles are playing on TV. They are in the American League Championship Series. You know what? Let's give some love to the Orioles. You know, the Orioles have not been to the World Series in a long time, Scott Letier. So let's say, what was the year that the Baltimore Orioles won the World Series, the last year they won the World Series? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a Jerry Cigars gift card as well as two free tickets to the Southern Arizona Blues Festival. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Smoketober at Jerry's Cigars, 4433 North 1st Avenue, right about Wetmore Road. Having a great time. The pig is going to be here any minute. An entire whole roasted pig, fellow foodies, for you to just dive into. We got 20% off box purchases from our good friends from Drew Estate and Ashton Aging Room, 724 Alec Bradley. We got free swag for purchases. Jerry Yang said, come on in here to the store. Mention the radio show, he's going to give you a whole nother free gift. You're going to be walking back to your car with armfuls. And here's a guy, our celebrity co-host, who always leaves Jerry Cigars with an armful, Scott Letier.
Greetings, Mr. Matt.
Oh, we are making
this hour goes by too fast.
This needs to be a two-hour show.
Call
the station management and demand that On the Menu Live is 2 hours. Anyway, before we go to our, we got a full board of callers
yes.
that think they know the answer to our trivia question. You know, we've been talking a lot about great pumpkin beers, fall harvest pumpkin flavors. You know, this is a great time of year to go out to Apple Annie's, Scott. I don't know if the Letier family has been out to Apple Annie's for some pumpkin picking. You know, it goes through October. Great time. They got apple smoked burgers, pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread, pumpkin ice cream. I mean, pumpkin everything. A great family weekend, you know, and the season's almost over. So head out to Apple Annie's. It's always a lot of fun out there.
You know, we haven't been since probably our daughter is now 15 and a half. We haven't taken her down there in a long time, but we have a 7-year-old, and that's a great reminder. Thank you for that. We need to make that happen because it's just
always
so much fun.
A little bit cooler out there.
Yep.
I mean, you just feel like fall.
Yeah.
And you know, we certainly feel like fall with these great pumpkin brews.
Not having a problem with that.
Not having a problem. We're going to dive into that Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin in just a couple of seconds, but we've got some callers that are craving a Jerry Cigar gift card as well as two free tickets to the Southern Arizona Blues Festival, which is a week from tomorrow. And, again, the question is, when was the last time my beloved Baltimore Orioles won the World Series? And we're going to go to line one and say hi to David. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I think the Orioles are going to go to the World Series this year, but it's been a bit of a dry spell, sir. When was the last time the boys from Baltimore took home the trophy?
I'm going to have to say 1983 against the Phillies.
1983, he says. Let's see. And not only does he think he knows the answer, but he even knows who the losing team was. David, you are absolutely correct.
All right.
1983. We have a winner. Boy, are we ready or what, man? I mean, this is our year. We're going to do it. We're going to do it with great pride. But anyway, I am going to treat you to a Jerry's Cigars gift certificate as well as two tickets to the Southern Arizona Blues Festival. I'm going to be there. I think Scott's going to be there. Everybody in the world is going to be there, and you are going to be there too, David. So don't go away, because Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail those out to you first thing Monday morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. David nailed it. Our first caller.
Yep.
That hasn't happened in a while.
Nope.
All right. Well, we got, you know what? We got two empty glasses. Oh, I should also say, before we have our final beer of the tasting, Jerry Yang is really looking. One of his customers desperately wants to go to the U of A game tonight, playing USC, the number 10 University of Arizona Wildcats. If someone in our listening audience might have two tickets to spare, bring them into Jerry Cigars. And something tells me, not only will you provide the tickets to Jerry, but I think you'll probably walk away with something in return. I don't know, Scott, but that's how Jerry works. Again, two tickets to the U of A game. We got a customer here who was craving them, so please come on in here to Jerry Cigars and make Jerry a deal.
You know, I actually have to go shoot that game tonight. We're actually working on a new U of A football athletics promotional package, and so since the game's sold out tonight, they're playing USC. And so me and my team will be out there lugging cameras around the stadium, shooting cool stuff. They've got the new stadium this year with the new end zone, and it's just going to be a blast.
And you'll be shooting a victory tonight, I know.
Yes, indeed.
All right, well, let's shoot some of this this smashed pumpkin.
Before we get to smashed pumpkin, I do want to tease one brew that we will get to, not this show, but we're going to do this in a future show closer to Christmas, because I found this to be delicious, but it tastes more like Christmas than Thanksgiving.
Yes.
This comes from a brewery called Founders. It's back east. And this is called the Carmen Guillen. This is it's an old ale. So it's called an old ale style, but it's brewed with molasses and oak aged. And just as a tease, this tastes so
I love the
much
label.
Like,
I mean, and it's what, 9.8%?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the molasses and the oak flavor in there, it's just,
I'm not going to let you back to the car with that. All right, so let's try this smash pumpkin.
That's my two-hour show.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to try this this great smash pumpkin to finish out our pumpkin brew flight tasting here for another spectacular broadcast live from Jerry Cigars. Let's give this a try.
Now, while you sip on that, let me just read a little something for you, because this, again, this is a 9% alcohol, but the Shipyard has an assortment of fall brews that they do that you get in six packs. They've got a pumpkin ale that you can buy in a six pack. This is a signature series bomber that they do, Smash Pumpkin. All natural flavors and all that stuff, but this is something they do special for, I guess, the fall here in these bombers, the signature series. Now you've just
this
had
is
a,
just, I've just
well,
for
you
the
did not have a sip.
No, well, they're small glasses for crying out. Go to your beer store of choice and buy a bomber of Smash Pumpkin, big, bold, rich, approachable. But just absolutely glorious.
Doesn't
anyway,
that taste good?
Scott Letier from Letier Films, always a pleasure having
always
you
a
on
pleasure,
the show.
Mr. Matt.
And we're going to wrap up our broadcast live here from Jerry Cigars. You know what? If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted to our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Scott Letier reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's On the Menu Live.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. We will see you at Jerry Cigars. Bear down. Go Cats.